Hello, Bam Fam, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Becoming a Model. I'm your host, Binky, and this is a podcast to help, inspire, and push aspiring models to get started into the modeling world, no matter what stage of the industry level you're in. Today, we have a great topic on our hands. We are talking tips for managing anxiety and nervousness. But before we embark on this important discussion, I ask you to please take a moment to subscribe to the podcast so you can stay updated with all the helpful tips and advice on helping you in your personal modeling journey. And don't forget to leave a review if you found our episode helpful. Let's take a short break to hear from our sponsors and we will get back to the show. Ready to take your modeling journey to the next level? Join our Patreon community and become an integral part of the Becoming a Model podcast. By supporting us on Patreon, you'll gain exclusive access to behind-the-scenes content, early episode releases, and so much more. Plus, you'll be helping us continue to empower aspiring models worldwide. Click the link in the show notes or visit our Patreon page to become a patron today. Your support makes all the difference. Are you ready to elevate your skincare game to a whole new level? I'm thrilled to introduce to you the Clean Towels from Clean Skin Club. Picture this, a skincare product that's 100% biodegradable, incredibly soft, cruelty-free, and dermatologist tested? That's what Clean Skin Club's Clean Towels are all about. These towels offer a hygienic way to cleanse your face and provide an effortless solution for makeup removal. But that's not all. Clean towels have the potential to do so much more for your skin. Just think about it. They're eco-friendly because they're 100% biodegradable, meaning they won't harm our planet. You can take care of your skin while taking care of the earth. They are luxuriously soft. Imagine wrapping your skin in the softest, most gentle material. That's the feeling clean towels provide, giving you a spa-like experience every day. We all love a cruelty-free product. These towels are made with love for animals. Clean Skin Club is proudly cruelty-free so you can feel good about your skincare choices. Being dermatology tested is a win for your skin. Clean towels have been tested and approved by dermatologists, ensuring they're safe and effective for your skin. They provide acne and irritation control, which leaves you with a clear and radiant complexion. And you get gentle cleansing with every use, which is perfect for even the most sensitive skin types. Say goodbye to harsh scrubbing and hello to pure, gentle cleansing. Now, here's the exciting part. You can be a part of this skincare revolution and pamper your skin with the Clean Skin Club Clean Towels. And guess what? We've got a special treat just for you. Use the code WINK to receive an exclusive 20% discount on your Clean Towels purchase. That's right. Use the code WINKED, W-I-N-K-E-D, WINKED, your secret code to radiant and eco-conscious skincare. Clean Skin Club Clean Towels are the skincare game changer you've been waiting for. Join us in taking care of your skin, your planet, and your confidence. Now, let's get into this information. Anxiety and nervousness are emotions that can affect us all, especially in high-pressure situations like modeling. Today, we're going to explore some practical strategies to help you manage these feelings and perform at your best. First things first, deep breaths. When anxiety creeps in, take slow, deep breaths. Deep breathing helps calm the nervous system and reduces tension. Inhale for a count of four, hold for four, and exhale for four. Repeat just as needed. I used to do this sometimes before hitting the runway. It really helped me focus and get the jitters out of my system before I had to be the next one to walk. You want to visualize. Close your eyes and visualize yourself succeeding in the situation that's causing anxiety. Create a mental image of confidence and poise. Visualization can help build a positive mindset. Practice and preparation is important. One of the most effective ways to combat anxiety is through thorough preparation. Whether it's a runway show or a photo shoot, the more you practice and prepare, the more confident you'll feel. But be mindful to not let your mind get too overwhelmed. With practicing and preparing to the point where you make yourself very anxious simply because you overdid it, use mindfulness and grounding techniques. Practice mindfulness by focusing on the present moment. Feel the ground beneath your feet, the air on your skin, and the sensations in your body. This can help you center your mind and reduce anxiety. Also, tell yourself some positive affirmations. Create a list of positive affirmations that resonate with you. Repeat them to yourself whenever you start feeling nervous. For example, I am confident, I am capable, and I am enough. I would usually keep a few affirmations on my phone that I can always look at just to give me a sense of boost of confidence whenever I needed it. Work on your physical experience. Regular physical activity is a great way to reduce anxiety. Exercise releases endorphins, which are natural mood lifters. Find a physical activity you enjoy and make it a part of your routine. Oh, and guys, this is also a great one. Seek support. Don't hesitate to reach out to a trusted friend, family member, or colleague for support. Sharing your feelings with someone who understands can provide comfort and reassurance. Shift your focus. When you catch yourself, dwelling on anxious thoughts, redirect your focus to a task at hand. Engage in an activity or conversation to shift your mind away from anxiety. For me, I like to keep busy or dig deep into my creativity, doing makeup or working on slideshows for developing photo shoot ideas, or even playing video games. Doing these things can really distract my mind and take the anxiety away. Try progressive muscle relaxation. Progressive muscle relaxation involves tensing and then relaxing each muscle group in your body. This can help release physical tension and calm your nerves. And if things get too difficult, then seek professional help. A therapist or a counselor can provide valuable strategies and support. Stay tuned because we've got some great model memoirs to discuss when we get back.
Are you ready to elevate your skincare game to a whole new level? I'm thrilled to introduce to you the Clean Towels from Clean Skin Club. Picture this, a skincare product that's 100% biodegradable, incredibly soft, cruelty-free, and dermatologist tested? That's what Clean Skin Club's Clean Towels are all about. These towels offer a hygienic way to cleanse your face and provide an effortless solution for makeup removal. But that's not all. Clean towels have the potential to do so much more for your skin. Just think about it. They're eco-friendly because they're 100% biodegradable, meaning they won't harm our planet. You can take care of your skin while taking care of the earth. They are luxuriously soft. Imagine wrapping your skin in the softest, most gentle material. That's the feeling Clean Towels provide, giving you a spa-like experience every day. We all love a cruelty-free product. These towels are made with love for animals. Clean Skin Club is proudly cruelty-free so you can feel good about your skincare choices. Being dermatology tested is a win for your skin. Clean towels have been tested and approved by dermatologists, ensuring they're safe and effective for your skin. They provide acne and irritation control, which leaves you with a clear and radiant complexion. And you get gentle cleansing with every use, which is perfect for even the most sensitive skin types. Say goodbye to harsh scrubbing and hello to pure, gentle cleansing. Now, here's the exciting part. You can be a part of this skincare revolution and pamper your skin with the Clean Skin Club Clean Towels. And guess what? We've got a special treat just for you. Use the code WINK to receive an exclusive 20% discount on your Clean Towels purchase. That's right. Use the code WINKED, W-I-N-K-E-D, WINKED, your secret code to radiant and eco-conscious skincare. Clean Skin Club Clean Towels are the skincare game changer you've been waiting for. Join us in taking care of your skin, your planet, and your confidence. Ready to take your modeling journey to the next level? Join our Patreon community and become an integral part of the Becoming a Model podcast. By supporting us on Patreon, you'll gain exclusive access to behind-the-scenes content, early episode releases, and so much more. Plus, you'll be helping us continue to empower aspiring models worldwide. Click the link in the show notes or visit our Patreon page to become a patron today. Your support makes all the difference. All right, you guys, so let's get into our model memoir. Hello, Binky. I hope this letter is brimming with the same passion of the world of modeling that fuels my own aspirations. As a budding model stepping onto the runway of my dreams, I find myself at the intersection of excitement and uncertainty, eagerly anticipating my first casting call. Okay. I wanted to know if you could touch base on how one can prepare for their first casting call debut and really land the eyes of the designers. What is the proper attire I should wear to stand out amongst the rest so that I can make a memorable first impression through my wardrobe? Would I need to bring anything specific in my model bag for the first call? I would really appreciate your guidance and continued support on these questions to help prepare me so I can show up with my best foot forward. Thank you so much for reading, and I hope my letter gets shared. Sue. All right, Sue, thank you so much for sharing. So this is your first casting call, and congratulations, especially walking runway. That's always super, super fun, and it's very, very nerve-wracking at the same time. Anytime you have to go ahead and walk for a designer or just trying to get picked for a runway show, it usually brings a lot of anxiety and a lot of nerves. So congratulations for even being picked to be a part of the process of all the models that's been chosen. So your first casting call, the first question that you asked was, one can prepare for the first casting call debut. Okay, so I would say to prepare for your first casting call, don't dwell on so much of trying to be perfect or walk a certain kind of way that you think the designers and the people who are casting are looking forward to seeing. Just be naturally you. Each model has their own unique walk. When I would train models back when I would be in college, every model that I had out of 40 people that were modeling all had their own way of walking. Each one had a unique walk. Even myself, I too have a unique walk. Some walks are better suited for certain designers based off of their attire and the wardrobes that they prepare. I would just say don't dwell too much on trying to give the casting directors what you think they want to see. You want to give them authentically you. Just be yourself and walk the best of your ability. That's what they want. And trust me, if a designer or the casting director is fond of what they see you bringing to the table, they will tweak and groom as, you know, needed for what they need for the actual show. So just do your best and give it all that you can give. As far as the wardrobe goes, I think in my season 1, I talked about model attire.
most times whenever you are a model, your wardrobe and showing up for casting calls will either be all black and more so fitted, because we want to get the essence of your shape, your body shape, so we can know how to close, we'll basically be able to fit on you. We need to know what your body looks like. And it would be either blue jeans and white tank top, or for guys, it'll be a white t-shirt, and it will be blank, so there wouldn't be any bedazzles, it wouldn't be anything on it. It would just be a plain white tee or tank top and blue jeans, and everything, like I said, still would be tight. It would be skin fitting, and all of that is to make sure there's uniformity, because we're there to cast you for a show, and we're there to see your body type, your facial expressions, your looks. We're going to put you in the clothes and attire that we want you to wear, so there's no need for you to really show us what your glam wardrobe would look like on a day-to-day basis. They don't care to really see that, unless it's like an unconventional kind of runway show and casting call. Most times, they don't really care to see what you're going to show up in the best glam to the ball outfit. Like, you'd be the most fashionable person in the whole world. They're not there to look at that. They're there to see how do you walk. They're there to see how do you show facial expressions when walking down the runway. That way they can visualize how their outfits will look on you, the model. And if it looks great and you present yourself great when you're walking, you want to show yourself, you know, through your walk, they're going to then pick you. Preparing as far as like your model bag goes, it depends on the casting call. Some casting calls will have fittings right then and there, and some will have you, you know, come back or go to a designated location on a certain day to do fittings. So it just all depends. Necessarily, if you have fittings, that's right then and there. You'll want to bring like a more smaller model call bag, not necessarily like your big duffel bag. You want to make sure that you have your nude thong, your black thong, nude bra, black bra. If you're a guy, you're, you know, more neutral nude underwear, your black underwear. That way you can basically be prepared to wear anything, and not have your goods showing underneath it, unless that's, you know, part of the look. You want to make sure, you know, you have your water, because sometimes when you're at these casting calls, depending on how many models are there to walk, you could be sitting in line for a very long time. So have your water. I wouldn't necessarily have a snack. If I was to say eat a snack, I would say eat like a granola bar or something at the beginning, like before you even get there on your way to the place, and make sure you don't have anything in your teeth to make sure that your breath don't stink. So bring some Tic Tacs or some gum. That way you can spit it out. So then when you're actually getting up there to walk, you have nothing of a distraction on you. You're fully energized. You got something in your stomach. You got some water in you. You're good to go. But I would say just bringing that in, obviously your heels. I would not wear block heels to a casting call. Block heels meaning like the chunky boot blocks. You want to have a regular size heel, either 5 inches or more. I wouldn't wear any wedges, because wedges are more of a safety shoe. It's a shoe that you more likely would try on to prepare to see if you can be able to wear heels. Like if you have shoe problem, like wearing shoes for a long period of time, then you would wear a wedge. But you more than likely wants to have regular stiletto heels. So no wedges, no block heels, no sneakers. If you are a guy, please wear hard bottom shoes. That's your best bet. Not unless you're wearing something that is more urban. If you're wearing like urban sweatsuits and things of that nature, then you do want to go ahead and pack some tennis shoes. Keep it regularly black or white tennis shoes. Don't have all the colors in the world. We don't want to see all that, because it can be a distraction to the outfit, unless it goes with the outfit and the designer really wants you to bring those shoes and tennis shoes and like thereof. The designers will let you know what extra to bring, but you want to come prepared with your black and white, your grays. That way you're very neutral. You can be able to put that with anything and keep it pushing, right? So that's what I would do as far as the model bag goes. And I think you'll be okay after that. I think that'll work out swell for you. So thank you again, Sue, for even putting in that suggestion for your model memoir. I'm actually very happy that I got the chance to explain this to you, and I hope it helps and prepare you for your first casting call and getting ready for everything. You guys, thank you for sharing with me. And if you guys want to go ahead and share with the whole BAM fam and get some questions answered and, you know, share your story, don't hesitate to send in your model letters. You can send it to our email at becomingamodelpod@gmail.com. That's becomingamodelpod@gmail.com. Subject line, models memoir. And you might just be featured on our upcoming episode. So to close out everything, you guys, I just want to let you guys know to remember that it's entirely normal to feel anxious or nervous at times. Even in the world of modeling, these feelings can be managed and even used to fuel your performance positively. With practice and patience, you can overcome anxiety and shine in your modeling career. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Becoming a Model. Until next time, BAM fam, and keep chasing your dreams and continue to walk that runway of life.